Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, thank you, New Zealand On Air Music, for Fancy New Band. Today we have all the way from Wellington, George Young, who's come up for New Zealand Musicians 20 Bands in 2 Hours show happening tonight at Galatos. Hi, George.
Hey, g'day. How's it going?
Good. How are you? How was the drive?
Oh, it was good. Not too many dumb drivers. It was chill.
That's good. Good. So glad you could be here today. Listeners, this is a sort of unusual setup because usually the musicians are in the studio here with me, but today we have the help of Rowan from Wine Cellar, and he's doing the sound for us, so George is in the lounge.
Yeah, it's chill. It's chill out here. I'm hanging out with all the 95B crew. They're just chilling, getting their morning ablutions done.
Yeah. Are they literally brushing their teeth out there? I can't see what's going on.
It's more brushing their teeth with coffee and,
yeah,
and good chats.
Hey, talking about chats, we should chat about your music. So you released your first solo EP at the end of last year. Mm. The name of that is Aside. Mm. So I was listening to that, and it's very much a musical journey. There, you start quite sort of acoustically, and then it builds through the EP, and then sort of circles back to quite a stripped back sound again.
Yeah. It's pretty lo-fi. It was something I did at when I was studying at Whitirea, and I transitioned out of playing with bands, and I had a bunch of songs that I was playing with the bands in the jam rooms and stuff, but never really got to play live or record, and then just sort of took it upon myself to try and do something different. And I wanted a like a Dark Side of the Moon kind of a vibe, where it just, each song is sort of connected musically and lyrically. And I was kind of happy with how it turned out. I'm definitely happy with how Grateful turned out. Yeah.
When you talk about thematically, I notice some of the themes, they're kind of political, but there's also a lot of themes about overcoming sort of personal adversity as well.
Mm.
What inspires you to put pen to paper?
Because
your lyrics are quite, you wear your heart on your sleeve, I would say, that they're not hidden behind metaphor. You're quite upfront with what you're talking about in your songs as well.
Mm. I don't know, like if I could use an example, Grateful, I wrote because I was reading this book by this guy called Viktor Frankl, and he was a doctor that survived the Auschwitz camps in World War II, Jewish doctor, and he developed a thing called logotherapy and a bunch of things that sort of gave purpose behind suffering. That was sort of the conclusion in the song as well, is that the reason why we suffer is to find purpose.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's really heavy, but yeah.
Heavy for the morning auction, sorry.
No, it's really interesting. Do books and outside influences often inspire what you're writing about?
Anything, eh? Yeah. I've been writing a lot of songs. Like I went up to Laneway, and then as soon as I came back, I just started writing songs that I thought would suit festivals. So it's art is life, life is art kind of a vibe, you know?
And in terms of your setup, what have you got going on there when you're writing music? Because you make quite a lot full sound for just a solo musician.
I write off Logic a lot, so I'll just sit at home in front of a computer and kind of fool around with chords and melodies, and then try and apply it live somehow. It's really fun.
Yeah. What do you find challenging about being a solo musician? Have you always worked as a solo musician?
Nah. I've been, when I first, like I had my first gig, I think I was about 10, and that was solo. And then I did a bunch of stuff. But then as soon as I was 13 and in high school, I started getting into bands. I think the challenges of being a solo artist is completely relying on yourself for everything. But at the same time, that's a huge plus.
Yeah.
You know, so you've only, if you can count on yourself and if you can push yourself, then you're the only one that could let you down, you know.
Should we stop talking about your music and hear some of it?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Okay. I was thinking actually, just because it's a musician's morning hour, I might do a slow jam to kind of let us in. This is a cover of Marvin Gaye's song, Inner City Blues.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the big city.
Let's do that.
Shout out Auckland and 95BFM. Thank you very much. I should say my mate Ben, back down in Wellington, made this beat. Shout, Ben. Treat yourself good today, Auckland, it's Friday.
If you give this man
Wow, George.
Hey.
Hey, bringing it.
Thank you.
Bringing it early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
I love a good cover, and that was a damn good cover, son.
Yeah, it's a bit of a jam, eh?
Hey, if you just tuned in, listeners, we've got George Young from Wellington up here for Fancy New Band. George, we got a couple of texts in too.
Hey.
Someone texts, damn, you got me hooked already. Someone else said, damn, that's a beautiful voice. Did not expect that. Haha. Can you describe for us listening the setup he is using? Is he just singing over the beat or is there some live instrumentation too?
Oh, man. So all of them, all the songs are kind of structured differently. It depends what's going to be most comfortable for me to sing and like kind of let go and get into it. So some songs I even kind of have a track of the drums and the bass, but that one, so that was split up, so the drums are in one group channel. I've got a machina here. I don't know if anyone out there is familiar with the beat machine.
Give us the lowdown, George.
Yeah, it's like a USB portable copy of an MPC. And so for that last song, I just kind of linked up the drums in one group and can mute the hi-hats and the snare and the kicks in advance when I want. And then the bass was in another track, so sometimes the bass is nice just by itself and provides that nice drop. But some of them, I'll play the loops live and play them in, and then some of them... it's all different depending on each song, eh?
Should we stop the chitter chatter and start with a pitter patter and get you playing some more songs?
Yeah,
what
sure.
do you got for us?
I'm going to play a song that's one of my songs on Spotify. And if you look us up, I'm the first George Young on Spotify, and it's called Grateful. And it's that song I was saying before I got inspired to write from a book.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you very much for having listening, and thanks for the texts. The song's called Grateful. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes grace. Sometimes there are struggles. Overcome at your own pace. Sometimes it takes courage. Sometimes it takes hope. Sometimes the challenge is so real, and it's asking me if I can call. Ooh. Sometimes it takes a grateful. Sometimes it takes a grateful. Sometimes it takes a grateful. When you have anything at all. Ooh. Hopes of existence, we seem to share the space and time. The barriers between us are as much yours as they are mine. This is all that I have and hold. I accept that I don't know
It takes a great fall.
Beautiful.
Hey, thanks, team.
Grateful, spelt not like thankful, but great as in
great.
It's a wonderful day, it's great out there.
And
yeah.
Fall as in fall from their greatness.
And that's the closing song from your EP, Aside.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's the closing one.
Yeah. Again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to George Young up from Wellington for New Zealand musicians. 20 bands in 2 hours tonight at Galatos. Yeah, just some of the people that are playing: Bernie Griffin, Dave Weir, Jewel, Fables, Jess B, The Low Low, Profit Motive, and obviously a heap more because there's 20 bands, and you, George Young.
Yeah. No, it's going to be rad. I'm looking forward to it.
You played in Auckland much?
Not as a solo artist.
Hmm.
Nah, been up here before though.
I have a sneaky suspicion you're going to kill it.
Oh, thank you. Let's see how we go. I think I might play that one because it's a song each. You got to, you know, keep it pretty concise in this 20 bands in 2 hours setup.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Can't wait to meet. I'm basically just keen as to meet a whole lot of Auckland musicians, and New Zealand Musician Magazine is putting it on, and I used to study at Whitirea, and there's a common room, and they would deliver a box of the magazines, and you'd just sort of hang out in the common room and check out what's going on and have chat. So I'm really fond of them, actually.
Yeah, they're good mag, been around for a long time. Mm. Should we crack into your third and final song for this morning?
Third and final song. This song is also off the EP Aside. It's called Drifter. It's not as lyrically specific as Grateful, but it's more about, it's kind of some of the you can feel that falling vibe in there. It's funny, still playing this. I got a whole lot of other songs now that I'm real keen to start playing. But I'm glad you guys like these ones too. That's real cool. And yeah, thank you so much for having me as well. Here we go. This is Drifter. And you're listening to 95 BFM. And this is George Young. Cheer.
Never catch this, you could never catch this, you could never catch this drifter. You could never catch this, you could never catch this, you could never catch this drifter. This drifter. When I'm, you could never catch this, when I'm, you could never catch this, this drift. Tap to throw the gas on a sonic falling space. Kinda like a comet, you could comment on it, you could stop and stare, but you could never catch this, you could never catch this, you could never catch this drifter. You could never catch this, baby. Did you think that you could?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, George, for coming in. That was a real treat. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here this morning. And just before you played that song, you mentioned you had been writing some new songs. So what's coming up in the future?
Oh, man. Yeah, as I said, it was actually up here. I think that influenced the decision to come back here and play a gig. Just been writing heaps of a lot more upbeat stuff. Still got a melancholic vibe in there because that's just who I am, I think. But upbeat, danceable, and fun.
Awesome. Yeah. So the best place to stay up to date with what you're doing is probably Facebook.
Yeah, at the moment it's Facebook. I recently just got an Instagram too. It took me ages, but
we found it. George Young NZ.
George
everyone,
Young NZ. Jump on there. And that's the same for Facebook as well. And then I'm easy as to find on Spotify. Just George Young. Yeah.
Thanks again.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks, 95BFM. I've been George Young. Sharp.
Cheers.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.